Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Out in those neighborhoods? I mean, both of you guys know me. Mike, you work with me closely about
Absolutely.
Neighborhood services. My concern, of course, would be, has the neighbors been notified that we're going to have 700 new cars in their neighborhood? And are they on board with it? They may be on board with it. Like you say, I mean, Beulah is a different place than it was just 5 years ago, much less 10 years ago or 15.
Absolutely. I feel some of the concerns would have been traffic, which, again, depending on how this rolls, we'll still have meetings to be had with, I'll say public meetings, but rolling out plans to present traffic plans, which we identified early on as possible a concern,
sure.
You know, not only for the school, but for the neighborhoods, again, around the park.
So this is the conversation over the athletic facility that Stephen Berry and the Parks Department are asking the TDC to build for between $48 and $62 million at Ashton Brosnahan Park. Mike Rhodes is the parks guy for Escambia County, giving the presentation to the TDC about a week ago. And the voice asking all the good questions. No, I take that back. The voice asking some of the good questions. Jim Reeves also asking some good questions. And Mitesh Patel, quite frankly, asking good questions. Is the voice of Ronnie Rivera, who, as you heard, he works for the Sheriff's Office and Community Services. A good friend and smart guy. And quickly becoming my favorite member of the TDC because he's asking questions like, you want to build this thing, it's going to put 700 cars in the back of Ashton Brosnahan Park and a 100,000 square foot facility with 73,000 square feet of indoor operating space for, you know, 16 volleyball courts and 8 basketball courts and, you know, public amenities and all this kind of stuff. What do the locals think about that, though? We're going to talk to them eventually. Like, okay. I mean, everything's a process. Everything takes time, but I feel like at all of the points in this development consideration process, there's like, you could go take a little off-ramp to the left or you could take a little off-ramp to the right, and they keep taking the left off-ramp when they should have taken the right off-ramp. And what I mean is, like, this answer should have been, well, we've already talked with the locals and they're very supportive. Or, you know, we've talked with the locals. Some of them are concerned about traffic, but we're working on a plan for it. It just seems like talking with the locals would have been part of that big study, 150 pages or whatever. So then, okay, oh, there's a big study. There's a 150-page study. Where is that study?
Here's the other question. I would like to have a chance to read the study myself. I mean, I haven't had an opportunity to read it. Did I overlook it?
I apologize. I sent it to everybody on Tuesday morning. But I may have incorrect email addresses for everybody.
So that's David Baer, the chairman, and he's not correct. He was talking about the 12-page executive summary, which is basically the PowerPoint presentation that they were giving to the council. What Ronnie's asking for is the underlying study, the actual information, the full in-depth, all the pros and cons. Because if you're asking the TDC to recommend to the Escambia County Commission, yeah, let's talk about spending $60 million for something. Well, maybe it'd be worth having the actual study. Well, Michael Rhodes?
I might be able to clarify the backup. So I sent to Mr. Barrett, and I know you distributed it, the shortened version, which is 12 pages long, which is the PowerPoint today. That should be in your backup.
Right.
That's what you're looking at.
That's what I
got.
Okay,
that's
what I'm
so
sorry.
Correct.
I got that, but I didn't get any detailed study.
That's all I had to say.
Correct. We provide a 12-page bullet point for this presentation in your backup. That's what was provided today, not the 155-page study itself.
Okay, that's so we've got traffic concerns because you're putting 700 cars. I mean, if that's what the parking capacity is, then you got to talk about that as the problem, right? You got several hundred at least cars going to this facility where we're going to have basketball tournaments, volleyball tournaments, and who knows what expos and conventions or whatever in the back of Ashton Brosnahan Park. We're talking about building a second road out to a very small feeder road, Jack Kaufman Lane, on the east side of the school properties, through school property to do that. So now you're going to have two feeders that go back to 10 Mile, which is itself only two lanes. So that's not great as a traffic plan. You're talking about big cost with debt service every year of maybe $4 million a year and an operating loss expected in the first couple of years and maybe eventually getting back to break even is the goal. And you didn't even give us the study. Like the county commission meeting, if I'm looking at an agenda item, it's going to have everything. Aerials, summary, if there's an executive summary, if there's a full study, it should have all of that. At the TDC, it should have all of that. Or even if it doesn't have it for me as a member of the public, which it should, okay, it should definitely have it for the board members. And none of that stuff was on the website. Like, you didn't find any of that stuff if you wanted to, and I wanted to. So I texted David, and I said, hey, can you send me? And he did right away because they had it at that point. But that's weird, too. So Mitesh Patel, he said he wanted to read the study as well. They talked about the cost. There's a lot of open questions about the cost. Here's my short takeaway. I'm willing to be on board with this, but I have a lot of questions. And my just gut reaction to how everything was presented was, I don't want to create another Bay Center that 20 years from now people are yelling, who are these idiots that made this decision? You know? And that's just kind of where my gut reaction to this is. Would it be a good thing to have? I think. Would it lose us money? Yes. Would it be beneficial overall for the community? Hopefully. What will we think about this in 10 or 20 years? I have questions. 616 on News Radio 92.3, John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, you can visit knoxpest.com. Knox, knocks them out. The only accident, well, we just got one popped up on the board right here. I-10 eastbound, right around mile marker number 7. Now, it says no roadblock with that, but I'll do some more investigating on that. Also, they have cleared up the accident. There was one on the Navarre Parkway. Traffic still backed up almost to the Navarre Pier. So just pack your patience with that one, and you're going through the construction zones also. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Somebody texted, and I live off of 10 Mile Road in that area, and unless they put in a turn lane all the way through 10 Mile, which they need, then I'm against this. And I agree, massive upgrade to 10 Mile would be the natural thing you would think of for traffic for this facility, proposed facility. Hey, if you have kids who are in high school and you'd like to see them earn college credit while going to high school, that's a thing called dual enrollment. It's totally free, and PSC provides it. So you can get books for free, classes for free. Your kids can get college credit and high school credit at the same time. My kids did. Our third has just started, and both of the first two went through, and they got a year and a half of college credit, so they went as sophomores and a half when they went over to UWF. Pretty sweet deal for no cost. And teachers who love to teach, small classrooms, flexible times, they're willing to work with you as a customer. It's like, really, PSC is a great thing. Maybe you just want to take some personal enrichment courses. Maybe you want to change careers. I don't know. There's all kinds of things that a community college or a state college or a junior college offers, and PSC does that. Pensacola, Warrington, Milton Century, South Santa Rosa Center, Downtown Pensacola, and Santa Rosa Industrial Park East. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future goals at pensacolastate.edu.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates, now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates, leave the numbers to the experts.
Trek Bicycle Store of Pensacola is the area's premier bicycle store and full-service repair shop for all makes and models. They specialize in top-notch customer service with the largest selection of e-bikes around. Trek Store has a full line of bike accessories and racks and can fit all riders from a child's first to seniors. Locally owned and operated by Robbie Mott, serving cyclists for over 20 years, you'll experience the best at Trek Bicycle Store of Pensacola, 701 East Cervantes Street, and online at trekstoregulfcoast.com.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority this Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax. Enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This Tuesday, it's Class X. A high-energy, fun, classic rock cover band with two powerful lead vocalists playing the best from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and even some from today. It's Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7 with Class X.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Our first remembrance is for the outdated practice of using periods at the end of text messages. In an ongoing effort to be a more loving and inclusive society, we are listening to the hurt feelings of the Gen Z younglings who tell us that periods in text messages are overly formal, negative, aggressive, and confrontational. Instead of using the traditional punctuation of their white oppressors, Gen Z prefers each idea, what old people used to call a sentence, be sent as its own text message, and without an ending punctuation mark. The send button is enough to tell the recipient that the thought has ended. You don't need to emphasize the point with a point, as if they are too stupid to realize the thought is complete. No, the text period is fundamentally othering, abrupt, and off-putting, as if inviting a fight. So final, so objective, so separating. You know, the kind of thing only a colonizer would endorse. Not gentle, encouraging, and inclusive like the comma or the dash. And remember, many, many, many Gen Zs suffer from incapacitating anxiety. And it's no wonder when they are continuously feeling demeaned, condescended to, and yelled at by overly inconsiderate punctuation in text messages. It's a wonder they're even able to muster the courage to leave their parents' house at all, ever. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Oh, how we cry.
Second, Mark Zuckerberg, chairman of Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, for recently confirming that the Biden administration pressured them to censor dissent during the pandemic, including satire and humor. Even if this is true, it is precisely the sort of thing you never admit publicly. One of the loudest virtue signals is that we hate government censorship. Unless we are using government censorship. As you all learned in your very first week of Woke Catechism, we always believe in censoring views we hate while opposing censorship of anything we like. The free speech pretense is one of our four sacred hypocrisies at the heart of our religion. So when Zuckerberg revealed the censorship and that he regretted complying with it, this was a double deadly sin, confessing and repenting. And as if this betrayal weren't enough, Zuckerberg also admitted that Meta suppressed the Hunter Biden laptop story as Russian disinformation, an editorial decision he also now regrets. Yet again, we remind you the facts do not matter. What matters is never making the Biden administration look bad and never allowing the Trump administration to look good. In one ghastly misstep, Meta vindicated Trump and granted him at least a level 2 victimhood claim, while also casting criticism on Biden and making him look like the oppressor. For shame, Mark Zuckerberg. For shame. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, we want to take a moment to praise B-list actor and certified level 3 wokenista Bradley Whitford for publicly criticizing equally B-list actress Cheryl Hines for her refusal to criticize her husband, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s decision to withdraw from the presidential race and endorse he who shall not be named but rhymes with stump. As Whitford wrote on Twitter, "Way to stay silent while your lunatic husband throws his support behind the adjudicated rapist who brags about stripping women of their fundamental rights. Gutsy. Great example for the kids. Profile in courage." Now, putting aside the obviously shade-throwing reference to John F. Kennedy's famous book, Whitford might ordinarily find himself the canceled subject of our memorial service for the speech crime of being a man to publicly criticize a woman. However, since yet another of the four sacred hypocrisies teaches us, men must never criticize women unless that woman is betraying the cause of womanhood, independence, and wokeness in general. Now, some misguided conservatives might praise Cheryl Hines for supporting her husband or for realizing she's an actress and not a political scientist. We, of course, know better. As the great treatise on media responsibility, Team America World Police, teaches us, all actors have a duty to right any wrongs in the world they can identify using their immense cultural prestige and razor-like mental acuity. So for Hines to stay silent is to violate her duty as an actress. But also, as we teach repeatedly, all wives have an obligation to openly and publicly criticize their husbands whenever possible, thus fighting the patriarchy, which makes her gentle submissiveness a violation of her duty as a woman. She might as well put on the red robe and white sun hat of the handmaid. For staying silent, for condoning support of the evil one, and for deferring to her husband, Cheryl Hines, we cast thee out. And Bradley Whitford, we award you one silver thistle for your unisex service tunic. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
As you depart today, please take a moment to fill out the updated congregational membership cards found in this week's handout. Remember, we don't call them bulletins anymore. You'll notice an expanded section on pronoun preferences. Now, with the fully up-to-date holy acronym string, simply circle all that apply to you. We've also added a section on species for those of you who prefer to identify as animal, plant, or fungus, as opposed to the humanity assigned you at birth. Also, and we're especially excited about this, tell us how tall you think you are, so that we can properly look above or below your eye level when speaking with you as a way of honoring the real height of your inner truth. Refreshments this week are provided by Potato Potato, purveyors of the fine recycled baked potato peels collected from restaurant dumpsters and garbage disposals everywhere and aged for at least 21 hours in an infusion bath of treated wastewater effluent. Instead of letting potato peels go needlessly to waste, their government-enforced mandatory collection program ensures a steady stream of nutrient-rich, sun-dried potato peels in three flavors, lime, sea salt, and original patchouli oil. Potato Potato. You can't just taste the virtue, you can savor it.
And now, brethren, sisterin, and otherin, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.
627 here on News Radio 92.3.
Oh,
sorry about that. The extra enthusiastic crowd today. Sorry. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Just still that accident on I-10 eastbound. Not causing any delays. It's over on the side of the road. It's between the Pine Forest exit and Highway 29, about halfway there. So no worries on that. Other than that, still seeing delays on 98 back up to eastbound, backed up all the way to the Navarre Beach Pier. So just be aware of that. Pack an extra 15 minutes for that delay. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. We haven't done transgressors in like a month. It's been a long time with the DNC and the ship and vacation and all that stuff. So, I had forgotten how long it takes to write. 3 hours. Anyway, if you've got an import, you've got a BMW, a Porsche, a Mercedes, a Benz, a Lexus, a Genesis, Audi, Jaguar, whatever, you might think you got to take it to the dealership, and sometimes that can be a drive, a distance, a cost in time and money. There's actually federal law says you can take it wherever. No such restriction. You can take it to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway, and now also right here on US 29 across from the Walmart. They work on imports, they work on domestics, they work on diesel engines and gas, both. Like not everybody thinks you can just, take your truck in. They'll take the work on that. No problem. CarClinicService.com is the website. The idea there is like it's preventative medicine for your car. You take your body to the doctor because it's a complex mechanical system, and that's one that repairs itself. Your car does not repair itself. So take that complex mechanical system into Bobby Likas periodically. Have them look it over just like the doctor looks you over periodically and make sure you prevent the big things by catching them when they're not big things yet. Right? That's the goal. Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway and US 29, and also now servicing national accounts and fleet companies like GSA Fleet, Merchant Fleet, Cox Automotive, Fleetio, Donlin, and Enterprise Fleet Management, and more. 628 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The 14-year-old being charged with four counts of felony murder following Wednesday's school shooting in Georgia will be making his first appearance in court today. Colt Gray is accused of shooting over a dozen people at Appalachie High School in Winder. His father, Colin Gray, also now facing multiple charges for knowingly allowing his son to have access to a weapon. The founder and CEO of the messaging app Telegram says French authorities are using laws from the pre-smartphone era. Pavel Durov was arrested near Paris last month. He's being investigated over alleged complicity in allowing illegal acts on the Telegram app. He made a statement, the first statement since his arrest. He said, quote, charge a CEO with crimes committed by third parties on the platform. It's a misguided approach. And the federal government now looking into possible deceptive or unfair practices with airline reward programs. The Department of Transportation announced yesterday they're launching a probe of the top four U.S. airlines.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Somebody texted in and said that they remember during the SEC tournament that WEAR had interviewed a couple of young ladies playing soccer and said it'd be great to have an indoor practice area. Agreed. Agreed. But asking, would this $60 million facility have indoor play space for soccer? And my answer is I think not, because it's hardwood, you know, for volleyball and basketball. So unless they have some additional service, I wouldn't think that would be ideal for practicing soccer particularly.
I'm Chris Foscher. The 14-year-old boy accused of killing four people at his high school in Georgia appears in court this morning facing murder charges, and now so does his father for knowingly allowing his son to possess that weapon.
Colin Gray, 54 years old. He is the father of the suspected school shooter in this case, and now the father faces charges of second-degree murder, manslaughter, and cruelty to children.
Fox's Steve Harrigan. The NFL season kicks off with the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs beating the Baltimore Ravens 27-20 by inches.
With the Chiefs up a touchdown, Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson led his team down the field in the final 2 minutes. And the two-time MVP appeared to connect with tight end Isaiah Likely in the end zone for a touchdown with no time remaining on the clock. But after review, the call was overturned as Likely's toe was out of bounds.
Fox's Joe Morgan. The monthly jobs report comes out at 8:30 Eastern. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is 74 degrees, cloudy skies this morning in Pensacola. Well, with Okaloosa County pushing their vote to purchase the SS United States back a few weeks, Escambia County now once again hoping that they can secure the ship. During yesterday's commission meeting, the board voted to pursue fundraising opportunities.
All those in favor, please indicate by raising your right hand. Item passes 4-0. Congratulations.
And that means that the County Department of Natural Resources will now be taking donations that'll go towards the ship's potential purchase. They'll be using a tiered donation system. Some of the biggest donors potentially getting perks, such as having their name engraved on the propeller before the ship is sank as an artificial reef. So now it appears to be a race between Escambia and Okaloosa counties to see who can secure it first. The TDC will be discussing their plans on that this coming Monday. The Navy's newest and most advanced warship being commissioned tomorrow, the Richard McCool, an amphibious warship designed to transport Marines into battle, that commissioning ceremony being held at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. The Escambia Sheriff's Office says a man was shot last night. That happened at Triton Circle in Michigan Avenue, the victim taken to a local hospital. So far, there's no word on his current condition or any potential suspects. The investigation into that is ongoing. Well, if you've driven across the Chappie James Jr. Bridge at night with the new red, white, and blue lights on, you may have had a common reaction and wondered, is there some type of emergency going on the other side of the bridge? PPD's Mike Wood says it can look similar, but there's differences.
But police lights, most of the time, especially on the bridge, they're going to flash. And the lights on the bridge most of the time are steady burn or they're fading very slowly. Police officers know right off the bat when we get on the bridge the difference. And when people don't see that all the time like we do, I can certainly understand how they would confuse that with police lights.
And Wood does say there could be a hidden benefit to that, though. It might convince people to slow down as they're crossing the bridge. Well, just a few days now after that school shooting in Georgia that killed four and injured several others, a Florida student now accused of making a school shooting threat. The Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office says that a 15-year-old student was arrested this week after allegedly posting a shooting threat on Snapchat. Sheriff Chad Cronister says this behavior is no joke, and his deputies will pursue anyone that makes those threats. The 14-year-old shooting suspect in Georgia had been questioned regarding an online threat about a year before this week's shooting happened. SpaceX, with another successful launch on the books, a Falcon 9 rocket blasting off yesterday from Cape Canaveral, that rocket carrying 21 Starlink satellites into orbit, SpaceX says 13 of those have direct-to-cell capabilities. And it is 634 News Radio, 92.3. And let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. John Pickens, what are you seeing this morning?
Well, we've got an accident, vehicle crash on Highway 90 in Pace. So it's Highway 90 in Pace Lane in Milton. Also, if you're over in Holt at Highway 90 and Main Street, the road is blocked, so use caution there. Other than that, don't see any other accidents. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thank you very much, John. It's cloudy, 74 degrees right now. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
It's shaping up to be a soggy end to our week, expecting periods of rain on and off all throughout the day today. High temperatures will be in those upper 70s, but still feeling a little bit warmer than that once you factor in that humidity. And going into tonight, those rain chances are sticking with us. Temperatures in those lower 70s. And as we head into the day on Saturday, still going to see that chance of rain as we head into the first half of our weekend. I'm meteorologist Marian Caldwell in the WEAR First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, 74 in Pensacola, 75 in Gulf Breeze, 75 in Milton. Your next news at 7 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all of that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Parrish packages are back, and they're featuring the number one compact tractor in the United States, the Kubota L2502 with quick attach loader, Land Pride 6-foot cutter, and Land Pride 6-foot disc, all for $29,999 cash or as low as $385 a month. Doesn't include tax, fees, or insurance. Plus, you get a free pipe top trailer. Visit them at 6701 Mobile Highway. Parrish Tractor, one of the largest Kubota dealerships in the country. 0% APR financing now through 9/30/24. See them or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Ron Helms, and I'm running to be your next county commissioner in District 4. I'm a long-term business owner, military veteran, and ordained clergy. As a fiscal conservative and Second Amendment supporter, I have a passion for public service with strong community engagement. As your next county commissioner, I will have a strong impact on crime and gun violence, affordable housing, and combating high insurance rates. I'm asking for your support and your vote on November 5th.
Paid for by Ron Helms, Democrat, County Commission, District 4.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Big bodies up there, and they're going to line up the tight ends both at H-back.
Oh, I love it.
We're going power. Is this the wishbone? Are we in for a touchdown? Yes, we are. Punching Argo score.
Oh, man. See, we had some broadcast difficulties with the first two big punt returns and touchdowns, so that actually made it 21-0. at that moment. Virgil Lemons, two big punt returns down to like the 2 or the 1 yard line, and then got rushed in. So that was great. I love the line. Who was it last night on Channel 3? I'm sorry, I'd give credit if I could remember who actually said it, but they said, when life gives you Virgil Lemons, you make big punt returns or something like that. That was a good line. So UWF is up yesterday in the home opener against McKendree, 21-0. Then just about a minute later,
Twins split to each side. They'll throw over there, try to get a block in front. Oh, my. Ball on the ground. Flagler fumbles it. Did the Argos get it? They're saying they did. Yes, Argos forced a turnover.
Yeah, now that led to a McKendree interception, so it didn't really produce points. But actually, that second punt play was crazy because I think in the big run back, Lemons fumbled it and picked up again by an Argo. So anyway, just wild plays. You know, it's early in the season. Maybe not everything is tightened down just as much as it should be. Up 21-0 with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. 5 minutes to go.
Snap is good. Hold is good. Kick is up, and it is through from a short 24-yarder, but you'll take it. 3 points are put on the board, and the Argos extend the lead to 24-0.
24-0. It's looking like a blowout. But early in the fourth quarter, McKendree has it on the 3-yard line.
More room to work. They're going to go with the power formation the Argos showed earlier.
Big package here.
It looked like one of those guys jumped, but Eddie Clark's going to dance through the line and get into the end zone. Coach, it certainly looked like one of those two fullbacks took off before the ball was snapped.
Yeah. Being down 24-6, they tried for a 2-point conversion. And there was a lot of like restarting the play, but it wound up not getting it, so it wound up being 24-6 at that point. UWF, 10 minutes into the left in the fourth quarter. Michael Rich taking the snap and keeping it for himself.
He's got to hustle here a little bit. 10 seconds left. They'll get into
I like this little formation.
The power
here
formation. Let the quarterback keep. Oh, Rich is running. Oh, yeah. I called it. Rich. Mike Rich in for the touchdown.
Rich getting his picture in the paper.
Argo score again, and he was looking for a receiver and then just said, I got this.
Yeah, he said, I'm taking my opportunity.
Every element of the offense seeming to work. Although one thing we didn't see a lot of was the big long pass play. In fact, there was one that looked like it was going to be a touchdown, and they got called. Actually, two big plays got called touchdowns and then called back, if I remember correctly. Anyway, so it was 31-6 at that point, late in the fourth quarter, about 2 minutes to go, and UWF on defense with McKendree trying to just put something up on the board to take it away from the game.
So we'll see if the Argos can get the stop right here, as they are looking to get off the field, get that offense back in there. He's got a man. It's picked off. Ralph Ortiz up the sideline. Can he get there? Yes, he can. Touchdown, Argos. Ralph Ortiz. I think I've seen that before. Yeah. The interception takes it to the house.
Pick six for 27 yards by Ralph Ortiz. That made it 38-6. That was your final score. So a lot of penalties. A lot of sloppy play, which had been a problem that plagued the Argos for the last couple of years. You know, a couple big punt returns, which is nice to see. You didn't have the big old chunk play on offense, but, you know, we'll probably get there eventually. This may not be the run-and-gun offense that you've seen in the past, but certainly a solid performance by UWF, winning 38-6 from their home opener. After the game, Caleb Nobles, second-year coach now, talking with the sideline reporter for I guess it was us last night. It's normally on ESPN Pensacola, our sister station, but because ESPN Pensacola was carrying the NFL kickoff, we were carrying it on news radio. Of course, it's nice to have a couple of stations so you can make sure to carry these things.
Here we are, Coach Nobles. What did you think about the first one of the season?
Oh, it's a great win. Anytime you can pick up a good win like that is great. As a head coach, I'm going to say we left a lot out there, but I'm very happy we get a win and start the season off hot.
Yeah, a lot of meat left on the bone. And a lot of trimmings need to be be removed as well.
You know, you got a bye week coming up, so it's pretty much practice, practice, practice. What do you think of how great the bye week is having on the second week, and what you guys think you're going to improve on this week?
Yeah, it's definitely an advantage for us to get ready for teams moving forward. I mean, every time everybody plays, we're the biggest game for them. So we got to focus on the man in the mirror and not do anything else with control. We can control.
If you want to talk to a guy who's not going to drone on and on and on, it's Caleb Nobles. Is a man of succinct commentary, and I appreciate that. 6:43, so congratulations, Argos. Got a bye week, so it'll be a little bit of time before we're covering that again, but, you know, in about 2 weeks. And I assume I was not at the game. I was watching it, or I was listening to it on the radio, of course. Listening to it, by the way, and writing transgressors, and that's hard to do. I mean, usually for writing transgressors, I have to do it in silence. I can normally do show prep with other stuff going on in the background, whether it's a baseball game or a football game or a commission meeting or whatever. I can't even listen to music normally. But so I was listening to the game and writing transgressors, and I'm just telling you, I don't plan to do that again. It's hard to do because you really have to focus. 437-1620, the USS McCool is going to get commissioned tomorrow at 10 a.m. Weather might be a little bit of an issue. And yesterday I had a chance to go out to the ship and talk again with Captain Baker. And we had a kind of a group interview with him about the commissioning.
Let me start by saying we don't use the term COVID on this ship.
Ever. Because the reason the question had been that the prior commissioning of the ship that got moved over to Mobile had gotten stopped because of COVID. Like, we didn't do it because of COVID is why that had come up. Sorry about that. I didn't explain that very well. Where is the clip? There we go.
Let me start by saying we don't use the term COVID on this ship. Ever. Yeah. Yeah. Right. But I started working with that Vice Admiral Quinn and the commissioning committee really from our first meeting, which I believe was back down in March, probably March of 23. And when we decided to request permission from Secretary of Navy to host, for Pensacola to host our commissioning, it's really been almost a year and a half's effort to get to where we are today. And I couldn't be more thankful to that team and what they've done, their engagement with the community to bring this ship to light, to bring all the positive assessments of my crew and this ship and what this ship's going to eventually go do. But the commissioning committee itself, I couldn't be more grateful to all of them, right? If not for them, we wouldn't be here today. We wouldn't be moored in Pensacola. I don't know where we would be, but it wouldn't be here. And so I'm thankful on behalf of my crew that they spent a year and a half of their own time, their own energy, their own resources to support the sailors on board this ship. So I thank them routinely, and I could probably never quite articulate how thankful I am, how appreciative I am of their effort to get us here.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, I was talking to Captain Baker walking out. We did the interviews kind of inside the just barely inside the ship. And then we walked out because we're going to watch the Blue Angels doing their practice, which would give some pretty good video and shots. Those are up on the Facebook page at News Radio 92.3. But he just basically volunteered to me. He's like, I'll just tell you, the commissioning folks, DQ, Admiral Don Quinn, Village, who's the commanding officer of the base, everybody has been just fantastic, like going above and beyond to, like, I don't have to ask for anything. In fact, I'm kind of embarrassed by all the, you know, because nobody ever takes care of us this way. Like, that's just normal, right? And he's like, no, I mean, it's amazing. So it's going to be a great – I want to actually – John, you got a chance to tour it the other day, and I want to get your thoughts in just a second. Before that, tell us about traffic.
Well, we've still got one accident on the books. It's a vehicle crash with a roadblock at Highway 90 over in Holt. Highway 90 and Main Street, the road is blocked, so definitely that's going to be a major delay for you. And other than that, traffic's flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. If you are thinking about selling your home or buying your home, another home, buying an investment property, whether it's an Airbnb or, you know, something you want to flip or something you want to put for long-term rental, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, they're fantastic. And it's very natural in the current market to be wondering things like, well, how are interest rate changes going to change the demand or the pricing of houses? Would it mean that if those rates come down, would that mean that more people would be buying homes? That means that, you know, our price is going to dip, our price is going to go back up because all the people who've been kind of poised on the sidelines waiting for prices to dip are going to jump back in, or we're going to have a, you know, a dip and a surge. I mean, who knows? Well, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, they have a pretty good sense of that. They'll help you understand the market at your price point in your area, which is not the same as the price point at somewhere else locally or at a different price. I mean, it's just all of these things. You know, what might get developed behind a new home that you buy? You know, is that property available to be developed or not? I mean, those are all good questions, and that's why you get a good realtor. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. Just passionate about real estate, passionate about learning how to solve routine problems and get you all the way through to the end of getting the home or selling the home, and also learning specialized scenarios like dealing with divorces or estate sales for deaths. I mean, just if something comes up, they'll learn how to do it, and then they'll become, like, the best at it. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. So, John.
Yes.
John had a chance to go tour the ship on Wednesday, right? You went.
Correct.
And, you know, I've seen it a couple of times. In fact, it was kind of weird. Well, Mel McRae, who had gone on the Tiger Cruise with me, we got back inside the ship. We're like, oh, we're back home. Like, it didn't feel weird and new to us, it felt like, oh, we're back where we belong. You know right. what I mean? Like, I know how to get to these places, and I know how to do things and whatever, and everybody else is just kind of, you know, with that deer in the headlights kind of look.
That's what I had.
All right, so what was your experience?
Oh, man, it was amazing. We got to see the hangar. We got to see the flight deck there. I mean, they took us to the front of the ship, and we saw the how big the anchors were and the chains.
God, yeah.
Got to see the medical facilities, which was amazing.
They have a hospital in the
ship.
They
do. It's like, wow. And they also took us to where the well.
Oh, yeah, the submersible.
Right, mm-hmm. And they explained that to us very in-depth. I had an amazing tour guide. I mean, he knew it all.
Do you have Commander Benke as your tour
yes.
guide? He got put in charge of a lot of this stuff. He's the one where his dad owns the Milton RV Park.
That's
and
right.
And he's from, like, he went to Navarre High School.
Yes.
So this is he's always a little bit sort of embarrassed about it, you know, but we're like, oh, cool story, you know?
Yeah, like, exactly.
Is it? But he was the best. He helped us tremendously. And, you know, making the radio broadcast. Well, the radio broadcast would not have worked without Commander Benke. Lieutenant Commander Benke. So he was fantastic. Anything else that stuck out to you when you were watching? It's a lot bigger than even you expect, right?
Oh, yes.
You
yeah.
think, oh, it's a big ship. It's a big ship.
And going up and down those ramps, my calves are still hurting. Because you had to go
yeah.
down the steep incline.
Yeah,
down,
yeah.
And don't step on the little circle things because you'll
twist your ankle or
yeah,
something. Yeah,
so,
no.
yeah, my calves still aching a little.
We did get to see yesterday something that hadn't been operating while we were on the ship was the yellow forklifts that you see like on aircraft carriers on the top. You know, they kind of can carry planes around and do all that stuff. So they were moving some of the equipment in and out of the ship. So that was kind of interesting.
Oh,
so
that was.
Before. Yeah. It's also loud.
It's right.
Very, very loud. That's one thing that you forget is in the cargo area when they're doing, I mean, it's a metal boat, right? So everything echoes. And then when you're inside, when you're running through, I don't know if you have much chance to go through the doors we talked about, you know?
Right.
They are not quiet.
They are not at all.
No. They're very, very, it's all this like, it's like somebody's just waiting around with a hammer to hit the metal to make your ears ring a little bit. So I can only imagine based on that experience what it's like for submariners, mm-hmm. you know? And I know but still all that like metal clanging, it's an industrial scenario
exactly.
a lot of the time. So any other observations?
Your
son liked it. Your son went too, right?
Oh, yes. My son went with me, and he was just in awe of everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't really think the ship was going to be that big, and then all of a sudden we pull up in the bus, and he's like, oh.
I did have a chance to talk to some of the junior ROTC, the mm-hmm. Navy junior ROTC, who are from all over the Gulf Coast, and I talked to one, you know, because I kind of asked a question, hey, has anybody here changed their mind about going to the military? And one was like, I was thinking about going to maybe be in the military, but now I want to go to the academy and I want to deploy to sea because this is amazing. So
yeah, and it was a big family inside there too
mm-hmm,
because mm-hmm. the lieutenant commander would, you know, they'd have people at stations. He'd pass it off to them
mm-hmm.
and it was just like they had the camaraderie, they had the interaction. And that was the coolest thing to see.
What's interesting about that is it's just enough people, a couple hundred, 300, you know, crew,
right.
Where you can really know everybody. Like, you know, I went to a high school of 2,000 people. You don't know everybody. But when you go to a school or a church of, you know, 300, you know everybody. And especially
right.
when you're confined in a place for a long period of time. What's interesting about that, though, is that because of the way people come and go a lot, you know, people are not there permanently. And mm-hmm. a lot of these crew are not going to be there when it deploys. And Captain Baker is actually leaving in about 6 months. And so you have to actively create and perpetuate that culture of tight-knit family over time. Of course, once you create it, it's easier to keep going. But, yeah, it's a pretty small contingent of people that are all going to, you know, it's a confined space at sea, and you get to know everybody pretty good.
Yeah, so. You do. And we also saw the gun and also the thing.
The 30-millimeter on the front
uh-huh,
and back.
And back. And uh-huh. then the thing that shoots out sidewinders.
Yeah, the missiles for the air defense. Mm-hmm.
The thing that caught me, he told me those come out at twice the speed of sound, Mach 2.
They're fast. They gotta
I
be.
Was just like right out of the tube.
Mm.
And we all were just like, huh?
You see the little sign behind the missile component that says danger missiles blast area?
Yeah.
Don't put your head there. Well, good. I'm really glad you got a chance
to
tour.
Oh, man, that was
and
amazing.
I know for a lot of you, you wanted to and you didn't get a chance, but that's why I wanted to have John share a little bit with you so that you'd not just have me talk about it, not just have the interviews, but, you know, fresh eyes of, you know, a newbie, basically. I thought it'd be interesting for you to hear from John about that. 437-1620. If you have questions, we'll try to answer them. Okay. People still giving me trouble about the boat. you people.
Did you notice I kept saying ship?
Yeah, do you genuinely feel like all of my Navy listeners are offended that I call it a boat? You know, it gets big enough you don't care anymore. You know? Like, the only people who get offended about, let's say, size references are people for whom size is in doubt. When you got a 680-foot boat, they don't get offended that you call it a boat.
Oh, no.
The person who gets offended you call it a boat is when they're, like, trying to qualify to be a boat. There's no issue here. 654. 654 on New. They call it a bosun, but it's spelled B-O-A-T-S-W-A-I-N, right? So, you know, get off me, man. 655 on News Radio 92.3. John's got traffic on the fives.
We just had an accident pop up on Avalon Boulevard and San Pablo Street. If you're headed on Avalon down to I-10, just be aware of that. And 98 is looking a little better. Still seeing some delays there through that construction zone passing Navarre Beach Pier. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Hey, if you're thinking about getting your next vehicle, or, you know, what a lot of times happens is you know you need to get a car, but you do not want to go through the process of getting a car. Oh, I understand. I know. Especially if you've had bad experiences, or even not bad experiences, but you just know that, I don't want to have to deal with this, and it's pressure from a salesperson and bothering me and asking me questions, and I feel stressed, and I don't know how much I want to spend, and it's overwhelming because it's a lot of information to take in, and I don't want to make a mistake and all that. Great. Go to Frontier Motors. They get all of that. They get all the things about why you don't like buying a car, and they try to make all of those things less problematic. Now, I cannot promise you that it is a pleasurable experience. I won't say that it's a, you know, recreational, but I will say that compared to all the other car buying experiences I've ever had, this was super easy. I mean, we basically bought a car inadvertently. We went to test drive one. It was a good price for a great vehicle that we did not expect to find. And, you know, we test drove it. We liked it. They told me the price. I said, can you come down a little bit? They said, yes. I said, can you give us a day? They said, yes. I said, can you come down a little bit? They said, yes. I said, can we buy the car? They said, yes. Like, that's how we bought the car. It was that easy. So it was a very, and that's the point. Frontier Motors is a great selection of good quality, almost new cars, and it's a very simple process. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman. Brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hurricane season, and when a storm threatens our region, News Radio Pensacola has complete around-the-clock coverage you can count on. Our award-winning news team will be tracking the storm's every move, providing regular updates on the storm's path, intensity, and potential impacts. You can listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
This hurricane information is brought to you by DeFranco Gas. Get your home or business storm ready. Install or maintain your generator with DeFranco Gas. DeFranco Gas does all things gas.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
At the height of hurricane season, are you sure your data is backed up? I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Hurricanes can cause severe damage to buildings and IT infrastructure. Test your backups now to ensure your access in an emergency. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
We follow orders, son. We follow orders or people die. It's that simple. Are we clear?
Yes, sir.
Are we clear?
Crystal.
I got a note in from a good friend, retired from the Navy as a captain. He says, you know, on the carrier, we called it a boat. You know, when it's big enough, you don't quibble. David Wayne is in the newsroom with a quick headline for us this morning. David?
I'm sorry, I'm just triggered. My boat's only 19 feet. Hunter Biden could face...
Hey, it's 17- how you sail it anyway.
Hunter Biden could face 17 years in prison. He pled guilty to all counts during his trial yesterday in California.
Right? It's not the size.
Listen on air at 92.3.